Skayer with 101, the number one song for the entire year, 1976. Tonight's the night. It's 8:53 at K-Earth 101. I'm Gary. There's Lisa, Sammy, Timmy the Cabana Boy. Now it's time for the voice box. Good morning, David Corey.
Good morning, Gary Brian.
Hey, are you ready for the voice box?
I am ready for the voice box.
Okay, this is where we take some clips that are in the news, and then you tell us what they were saying as opposed to what they were really meaning, or meaning as opposed to what they were saying. Let's start out with Conan O'Brien on 60 Minutes talking about whether he got ripped off by NBC.
I went through some stuff, and I got very depressed at times. You know, it was like a marriage breaking up suddenly, violently, quickly, and I was just trying to figure out what happened.
Gary, Conan's voice sounds really tired, worn out, sleepy, but what's really fascinating to me is the order of the words suddenly, violently, quickly. He sandwiches between the words suddenly and quickly, which mean the same thing, the word violently. So he's dealing with the violent nature of what he perceived happened to him by keeping it tucked away between suddenly and quickly. Now this is highlighted by his voice immediately going sleepy again on trying to figure out what happened. And especially on that word happened, there's sadness there. And I would say that Conan still has not fully come to terms with the events, and of course we wish him the best.
Okay, voice box cut number two. David Letterman shows up with Regis and Kelly and starts kind of cracking, halfway cracking jokes about his marital situation where he was cheating on his wife with some interns at the Late Show.
Well, I don't know if people know about this, but I've had some trouble.
Yeah.
You know, when something like this happens, and mostly it was reckless behavior on my part. Mm-hmm. And if you behave recklessly, and it hurts your family, well, then of course it hurts you.
So of course, Dave, he starts with humor, which is where he's most comfortable. He gets his laugh, but then, aside from speaking with the many filler words like ah, and he stutters, all these denoting a lack of confidence. Letterman uses the word mostly when he says mostly reckless behavior, and if you behave recklessly. That shows me that there's a lack of ownership here. He also speaks in the third person. This keeps him removed as opposed to speaking in the first person. He stutters on the word reckless when he first says it. Reckless, which says he lacks a strong point of view on what being reckless really means to him.
Okay, David Corey, I got one more thing to ask you for the voice box this week, and that is, do you have any favorite right now on American Idol? Because we're going to start getting into this next week as we get close to the finale.
For me, Crystal and Lee are doing some wonderful things, and there, of course, are things that I would like to say that could improve them in a shot.
So we'll get to that next week on the Voice Box. David Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, DavidCorey.com. Check him out on the web, and thank you for being on K-Earth 101, my friend.
I love it.